going into the second hour, and we're with Mary and T. Beverly, who has this wonderful book out, and I recommend it. It's From That Flame. And Mary Ann, you want to tell the listeners how they can get a copy of this book, and how, if they can, you know, get in touch with you if they have comments or questions.
There's a website, fromthatflame.com, and I can be emailed directly from that website. The book can be ordered through that website. It can be ordered through internet stores like Amazon.com, or someone can go into any of the larger bookstores, Barnes & Noble or Walden's or wherever, and they can get it. But and I'd love to hear from people, so it's fromthatflame.com, and they can email me.
Well, I think this is wonderful. And Bill, you wanted to ask one more question before we end this segment. Bill, can you hear me?
Are we back on again?
Yes,
we are.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything on this end. I just wanted to mention to your author that she would get a hold of www.peterlance.com. It would be very interesting, considering her book's topic is just briefly covered in Triple Cross. Had she had a chance to review that book?
I haven't, but I will check it out.
Yeah, it's prismatic what you're looking at here, and the subject of your book is just one prismatic chip of a larger global picture of actors, players, agencies, and affiliations throughout the world, if not history. And their suggestion, truly appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you, is Smith, OSS. Smith, OSS. You'd be able to probably get it at Ancient Archives or whatever library, hopefully. When you start to look at the family names from that spectrum of history, the late 20s, early 30s, into the 40s, and finalized in CIA history of the early Eisenhower administration, it will become increasingly clear to you by history how many levels that you're working to expose or peel the onion, as they talk. And it would be extremely interesting if you'd be able to identify the exact players that financed this individual that they ultimately had to take out, because he had performed his function, and that seems to be more and more the case as they winnow the whole entire battlefield down slowly but surely and encompass and enclose those individual governmental entities throughout the world. As you mentioned, Mr. Karzai, going on over now to Mr. Musharraf, and Musharraf only being just but one more servant of a larger global good.
Well, I will look at the address of the URL and the name of that book. Is it a book?
Triple Cross.
He wrote
a series of them, but between him and Ted Baer, they make a very compelling case that we are talking self-targeting out of Tavistock Institute pre-end of World War I by a U.S. Navy intelligence with an infiltrate into the intelligence community of this country.
We're going to break here, and I'm going to make one announcement before Mary Ann has to go when we come back, and we'll be right back with you.
Hi,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We're back, and it's Deanne, a late night with Deanne, and we're talking here with Mary Ann P. Beverly, who wrote this book, From That Flame. Again, it's very important that we look at this because, again, there's not a whole lot really covered today in this press about, you know, Afghanistan and how it was tied into this intricate web of conspiracies that ended up, you know, going into the nightmare of 9/11. But it was a very important thing that we need to really address. And Mary Ann wants to put a plea out because she is trying to build a school in Afghanistan. You want to tell our listeners about that?
Sure, thank you. Because Ahmed Shah Massoud was such a supporter of women and women's rights and women's education, I want to build a school for girls in the Panjshir Valley that carries his name. And I spoke with his brother, and his brother has land that he's willing to give to me so that I can build the school. So I've started a fund, and if anyone, my proceeds from the book are going into that fund. And if anyone is interested, you can contact me through the FromThatFlame.com website, and I can tell you how you can help make a contribution so that we can get the School for Girls built.
Well, I thank you very much, Mary Ann, for coming on and the great success with your book. Do you have any other books planned in the future?
I'm working on more of a children's book, also about Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah, I want to help keep people focused on that part of the world.
Well, I thank you very, very much for coming on board here. And this was Mary Ann T. Beverly, and the book is called From That Flame. Got to get it, got to read it. And thank you very much for coming on to the Ann Burley Show.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. And that was Mary Ann T. Beverly, and she's the author of From That Flame. John, we're going to be going into another segment here in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about judicial corruption, you know, my favorite subject, you know, the one that I always talk about on all these broadcasts, of how we have a situation of disjointed laws, folks that sit in these high-paying jobs that we pay for, by the way, out of your tax dollar, my tax dollar, and they all say, we don't handle this, we don't handle that, and if you go to them and you cause too much skirmish, and what they do is they come back and they attack you with clout and individuals that they have ties to. And John's experienced that. I've experienced it, and people all over the United States are experiencing it now. The court systems are filled to the maximum of people going to court for a little of nothing to get more and more money driven through these courts. There is the issue in Illinois that a gray lord is raising its ugly head again, where there are allegations that there are lawyers and judges and in bed with one another, money laundering, racketeering, you name it. And the thing is that who do you go to complain about it? Now, the U.S. Justice Department has the authority to investigate these things, but if you go directly to them, they also tell you, we don't handle that. You go to the district office of the U.S. Attorney's Office that reports directly to the U.S. Justice Department, and again, you're turned away. When you go to the court and you find there's fraud on the court in regards to your case, when you go to family court and you're rendered without your family, you're rendered without your money, you're rendered without anything, what do you do? Who do you go to? Now, a good example of what I'm talking about is going to be coming up on this broadcast, because we're going to be talking about that here with our next guest. In fact, we're going to be calling her in a few minutes. And she's going to be talking about this situation. Her name is Sheila Mannix, and she is a psychologist, and she's highly accredited. And she had experience with the corruption and the fraud and the misnomer of what it is to be in the court structure of Illinois. And the thing that's so sad is that you run and give this information to those that are claiming to be champions. They have no power. They have no power whatsoever. John, you know what I'm talking about on that?
Well, I think the different avenues of, like, your civil liberties union or whoever you want to talk about, to where you're supposed to be able to report fraud, they're the whistleblower catchers is what they are. They stop you in your tracks, and they somehow delete all the information, or they start covering bases so that you are, your walls are put up to put you down and to start getting you busy so that you can't possibly follow this up. It's a law of subversion law is basically what it is.
I know, and it's going to continue until we...
You're breaking up here, Dean. I'm not hearing you now. Well, anyhow, it's a situation to where I have articles that from last week where the DA proposes that he's supposed to uphold the law. It's his sworn duty, and again, we have a situation to where you can have the definition of the law. You can have minutes of court that show the definition of the law has been violated. This no longer is a portion of a judgment or a gray area that needs a judge to solicit it. It's a matter of enforcement. And so now they come up with a clever lever of, well, that's not my department, or they say we have the option of what we enforce. And bottom line is, like in my case, I have a contractorial. I hired a contractor explicitly because he had good insurance. And if he couldn't do the job, he had insurance to cover it. And when it got said and done, I had De La Valle Milk Equipment Corporation violate me. I had Cornell University violate me. I had New York State Insurance Fraud Department violate me and destroy evidence. Okay. Hi, Deanne.
And then we also, like here in Illinois, we have a huge problem out here with the issue of probate court. There are people out here like Vern Sten, and he has had this case going on. He's in Addison, Illinois, a senior, that they had stolen his mother's property. And behind him, countless numbers of individuals that have gone into probate court, attempted to reach out to the Attorney General's office, that have been turned away. They have called every agency on the books trying to find resolve in regards to probate issues, where the elderly parents are put into hospitals. Once they're in the hospital, then they are deemed to have dementia, any type of thing. And then once they are deemed that, they become a part of the system, meaning that someone has taken them and made them a ward of the state. And once they become a ward of the state, the property goes up to grabs. The parents, the family members don't get control of the property. The parents have no control because they have problems, allegedly. And then these people are put into these nursing homes, and the property ends up sold or given away, or their private property within is taken by individuals. And then when you report this thing, nothing happens. No one investigates anything. Those people that you contact say that, oh, well, you know what? We pick and choose what is illegal. We pick and choose. How can they pick and choose with our tax dollars what is illegal and what's not? So anyway, I am bringing a special guest on that knows very much about these issues here in Illinois that is going on all over the country. Her name is Sheila Mannix, and she's going to be talking about that issue. But this is more than just probate. This is more than family court. This is the whole judicial group in itself across the nation. Now, on September 27th, I got an email from somebody in New Zealand telling me that on that date, guess what? They're going to have a little meeting to figure out if judges should review themselves. I don't think they should have the right to review themselves. If there are frauds on the court, there is corruption, there is allegations of RICO and money laundering, all the things that happened with Gaylord back in the day, back in the late 60s, early 70s. And the thing is that we the people are funding all this money to it. Your taxes, your tax dollars go to this. Once the IRS takes your money, then guess what? It goes to these different things. It goes to these different things, and then they turn it around and twist the nails to your head. And then what happens? It causes you to be in a situation of bankruptcy. You get in a situation, if you report it, they come after you and your family members. And the thing is, who can you trust? Who can you go to? Is there anyone out there that you can go to? John, you have anything to say on that?
Well, probably the number one reason why I'm here talking on this radio program is it's the only person, the only ears that are out there that, you know, even though the system is totally corrupt, I may get my story out there so the truth will ring solid before they throw me down.
Now, I'm going to bring my guest on. I'm going to also offer up, if you want to call in, at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And after this announcement from our station, we're going to bring Sheila Mannix on. Very brave woman, because, again, you have to be brave to deal with this. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, welcome back. And it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on both RBN, Republic Broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio. We're also simulcast on Internet Chat Cafe, and Pal Talk, and various other micro stations and satellites around. And we have our guest here, and her name is Sheila Mannix, a very brave woman, stepped forth to try to fight the corruption here in Illinois. Again, as I said before the break, there was a massive amount of corruption going on in the 60s. Judge Lefevre and various other circuit court judges were involved with money grabbing and taking trips and vacations and everything else that you could imagine for bribes on cases. And what they would do in this bribery thing, and by the way, I worked for one of the law firms that was involved in this, a major one. And anyway, what happened was this bribery thing got to the point where people were going to jail for life. People were being locked up in prison and also executed during this nightmare of Grey Lord. The Grey Lord trial went on, and Judge Lefevre was arrested, and he even got on the bench saying he was God. When I was in the McCoy Court in Chicago, one of the judges hung himself because he was fearful to go to jail because of all the corrupt things that he had done. And then they had gone in and they brought a judge in, one of the judges that became the U.S. Supreme Court judge, and he helped clean up this mess. Sherman Skolnick was one of the champions to that cause. And then all of a sudden, boom, went on for a little bit and goes cleaned up for a minute. And a lot of lawyers I know went to jail. Some of them lost their law licenses over this. But then when it happened later on, here we are again, but 100 million times worse. Because there is no justice to get anything resolved to clean up the corruption. They judge themselves. They review themselves. They control everything. And this is what we're going to talk about, and we're bringing on right now Sheila Mannix. Sheila, welcome to the D.M. Broly Show, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, in a way, a pleasure. It also feels like a duty, and I... it's my joy to do my duty, especially for the children and the elders and our veterans who are suffering as a result of the systemic public corruption in our organs of government that are with us today. Now, you brought up two very, very good points, I believe, in your introduction to our next time together here on your show. Number one is judges break the law. Graylord and many other criminal investigations, prosecutions, and convictions have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the human beings who don a robe are fallible. They break the law, and they have to be held accountable. So that's one thing that you've said, such that this movement that is currently happening, if there's a bill in front of Congress right now that any American who exercises their right and really their duty to question authority can go to federal prison if they exercise their First Amendment right. Number two, the second point that you made that I thought was very good was, yes, you're absolutely right. And federal criminal authorities in Chicago have verified that Graylord was the tip of the iceberg, that we are much, much worse than we were 20 years ago. And as fate would have it, as God would have it, whatever your belief system is, I was given the burden and the gift and the blessing to have one of the answers to the question why it's much worse. And if I can have a moment, I'll explain what I mean. That I went to the court system in Chicago for protection and relief from domestic violence, and primarily a emotional, psychological, and always the threat of physical violence, as well as economic abuse. As Gandhi said, poverty is the worst form of violence. So I came to the court for protection and relief, and 7 years later, I've lost over $1 million. I'm destitute. My home is going up for auction. Despite having contempt rules and default judgments well in excess of $100,000 that have been unenforced since 2004, but more importantly than that, my children were illegally seized 2 years ago in a proceeding which I was not present. It was not noticed. There was no motion. There was nothing. And the reason this happened is because I was standing up to the corruption. Now, a lot of people's brains shut down when you say the word corruption, so I'm going to try to make it palatable.
Well, specifically, I have to stop right here. We're going to break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with the story Lisa Mannix is going to tell you. And please, you need to spread this around, because this is what's going on out here, folks. You're hearing it from a former deputy clerk. We'll be right back after this break. And that's me.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, we're back. And we're here, we're live on RBN Republic Broadcast. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and we're on Internet Chat Cafe, and we're here with our guest, Sierra Maddox, a brave woman that's going out here trying to conquer corruption. And Sierra, before in the break, you were talking about family court and the nightmare that you went to that has ended you in losing your home. Now, tell the audience, just finish up where you were before we came to break.
Well, what I was saying was even more importantly is my children were seized 2 years ago, and there's never been a hearing. There was no evidence. They took my children because I formed an organization. I interviewed with the FBI in June of 2006, and our first peaceful assembly in front of the Thompson State Building in downtown Chicago, kitty corner from the Daley Center Court Building, was in September. And they seized my children the end of October in a hearing, which there was no notice that they were going to have a hearing in which they were going to talk about taking my children. There was no motion, no emergency, no evidence, no findings, no testimony, no affidavit, no nothing. And I had been unable to find any due process of law in the Illinois trial court in Laker Cook County, in the appellate court, in the Illinois Supreme Court. I also went to the federal court. at the federal Seventh Circuit Appellate Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. It's been over 2 years, and I can't get my children back, and I can't find a judge to uphold the U.S. Constitution. Now, after a year of collecting evidence from the case files in Cook County, we did a national press release from our organization, Illinois Family Court Accountability Advocates, in June of 2006. And this is when things started falling together. When we did our press release, we were contacted by individuals all over the country, as you'd mentioned earlier in your show tonight. We were contacted by individuals, probate court, bankruptcy court, as well as family court and child protective services. And what we found was that in any court where a judge can appoint an attorney that can have power and access over an individual's personal assets or corporate assets, or in any court where you can have access to government funding, for example, Clinton's quote-unquote responsible fatherhood funding, we have seen rampant corruption. Now, when I mean corruption, I mean black and white violation of non-discretionary, non-judicial administrative law. And the reason why I point this out is that they throw around this term of sovereign immunity and judicial immunity, but it's a fallacy. As we pointed out earlier, judges break the law and go to jail. So do governors, like our Governor Ryan. So do attorney generals and other people in positions of power, as Gray Lord showed us, and continues in more of a political agenda versus actually individuals following the law and criminal and civil authorities upholding their oaths of office. But specifically, and most importantly, we were contacted after our national press release by organized crime informants who have given us irrefutable evidence of organized crime family infiltration in the U.S. judicial system. And this started the beginning of understanding why no civil and criminal authority or legislative authorities are doing their jobs. What we found is that individuals are either on the take, and we can back that up with evidence and informants and testimony, or they're afraid. They're being threatened. They're being blackmailed. So we have a situation of systemic corruption, of organized public corruption, and we can't find, at this point, any responsible authority to do their job. Worse than that, those of us who have been given this cross to bear and are bearing it with honor and strength to the best of our integrity and our courage, we're being retaliated against. And that's the frightening part. You know, when we say people need to get on the street, people need to stand up, well, why would someone try to stop this if they're going to be falsely incarcerated, like so many people have been and are right now? I have narrowly avoided false incarceration myself because there are other courageous individuals within the Lake County and Cook County court systems who have warned me that I'm going to be framed and falsely arrested.
Now, I want to stop you there, and I want to mention something about Lisa Madigan.
Yes.
I went to her office going back 3 years ago. In fact, I know her aide there. He used to come on my TV show. And the thing is this. I went to her because there was $5,000 of counterfeit money orders that entered into my TCF bank account. They stopped my child support abruptly. This was insiders doing. It changed the date of my child's birth date so that I would not have child support coming in. They made sure I had no job and money because, see, this whole crowd system they use, they can block you from working because now they do investigations on you. So they can come back and say things about you in record you have no knowledge of, which will cause you a situation where you cannot work anywhere.
I've been talking,
so then they put $5,000 worth of counterfeit money orders into my bank. And I had gone and I had complained about this thing going on. And I had told these people what was going on. And they told me that they have this policy to choose and pick what they investigate. So I pick up from that. That means that they did it themselves. Because if it is a fraudulent thing that deals with the Treasury Department, deals with the FBI, and these other units, including the U.S. Justice Department, they should have investigated it. So basically what happened was I was being set up, because what they wanted me to do was go in the bank and pull any money out. My money, because my money was commingled with fraudulent money. So if I had pulled that money out of the bank, I wouldn't be talking to you now. Now, the bottom line is Lisa Madigan's office and all these offices are fiduciary responsible when they're elected in to investigate criminal activity, no matter who it is.
Well,
and I will state this here on the air because, again, I don't see why these people are taking our tax dollars and won't investigate crimes and criminal activity. Now, the thing that happened in this particular case, it was between New York in Chicago, and I had Sherman Skolnick on one end investigating it, and I was on the other end pulling up every record and possibly could on this, and it was an inside job. And to this day, they will not do anything to investigate it. But they're still in office. Why? So I will say that. And what you're saying, I back 100% because, again, they use tyranny against you, and I'm me broadcasting it and saying they will be outside my house again with police cars, and they will do things to cut off my power. I'm in the same situation as you. They're trying to put me out of my area because once you're in the street, then they can do other misdeeds to you. And I will openly say this because I'm a former deputy clerk of a court system. I worked for the largest law firm that was involved with Graylor. So you folks out there in Illinois know what I'm talking about, and I will continue saying what I'm doing. Now, Sheila, I'm sorry, but I wanted to verify that so you know that I'm on the same page that you are. So please continue.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan, for sharing. And there are so many horror stories and war stories. I'm just blessed that I, you know, children have died. People have gotten stress-related illnesses and died, and people have been killed.
And they also have gone into hospital and make you, if you go in the hospital, they check you and say words like, oh, what day is it? What color is this? And then that is enough for them to say there's something wrong with you if you miss a question. And then based on that missed question, they can immediately put you into a situation that you become a ward of the state. And that's what they've been doing. And that is also illegal and against civil rights.
Yes, and so what I maybe we could focus on is why and what we can do about it. Now, from the organized crime informants that we were networked with after our national press release in Utah and Arizona, started providing material evidence of the use of the Maricopa County Recorder's Office in Arizona in a very, very sophisticated code-based money laundering system where the bribery funds, the extortion funds, and the fraud against the government, the theft of public services and the government federal funding through the Child Protective Services and the family courts, incentives to take children from parents. These funds were being funneled through illicit pure trust accounts. And we have all of this evidence, and in January of this year, I sent a very large three-ring binder of evidence to Senator Leahy. And the reason why I did this is when I was doing my research on the web, I came across his January 4th announcement of his two public acts, the War Profiteering Act and the Prosecution of Public Corruption Act. And in his speech about this, he talked about this unbelievably unconstitutional wiretapping. And in his speech, he stated that short of having informants And how are we going to get these terrorists if we don't wiretap Americans and invade their privacy, in effect? Well, I wrote him in very, very specifically, and this was a national press release we put out of the letter I wrote to him. I said, we have informants. Sir, we have the informants. I was never contacted. And subsequently, they've been passing wiretapping laws. And now I understand more of why, because you brought up Lisa Madigan, and I need to bring up the fact that we started putting out our press releases that Lisa Madigan was defending corrupt judges. And we have, I have material evidence to back up my statement. We are currently in the Lake County Court on this Tuesday in a defamation tort action against Judge Karen Shields. Karen Shields is the daughter of convicted Gaylord Judge David Shields. And she's on the bench in Chicago. And when we were contacted by the organized crime informants, we sent the names of our judges to be investigated by our civilian team. Every step of the way, we have been informing and we've been asking for the federal and state criminal authorities to help us, to get involved, to take over, and they refuse. Well, finally, I just started having to ask the informants and the other investigators that I've been connected with in other states of the country who have corroborated the information that we've gotten from the informants to start investigating our authorities and start investigating the top people in their offices, in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago, in our Illinois Attorney General's Office. And on September 4th, I received a document of alleged, and again, I say alleged involvement of the Illinois Attorney General in illicit acts.
Now, I want to stop you. This goes back to a gentleman that I had in contact with that I mentioned, Vern Fenn. And he had a property in Elmhurst, his mother's property that was taken from him in probate court. He's been fighting for a number of years because somebody took over the property with illegally conveyance of deed. He has a copy of it. Many of these people have illegal conveyance of deeds. Now, during this time, he's been going to the same office and, again, gets nowhere. And in their paperwork, if you read it, it says they're supposed to handle issues of consumer fraud, issues of allegations of criminal issues dealing with seniors, and various other things. But when you go there, they say they don't handle it. And then they come back with a synopsis that, okay, well, we pick and choose what we're going to handle. And well, it is up to our discretion. Now, the other thing that happened, too, I need to bring out is back a long time ago, I don't know if you're familiar with Father Smith and the DCFS Center that used to be over on Montrose. There was an issue there that they had allowed all these gang members to build up over there, and there was illicit sex going on with the individuals there that were working in the facility with the kids, and there was all types of situations where people were outside of the unit. Anyway, this one kid ended up coming out of the unit about, I think it was 1994, William Sandiford. And anyway, because he came out and went in and invaded Pam Beckman on Channel 2, her friend's home, and burned down her garage, that kid was kicked out, and the DCFS Center was shut down. And then Father Smith made it a situation for kids that had AIDS. Now, the bottom line is Sandiford, when he was thrown back in the street because they closed down the gang activity coming out of there, he was shot and killed on the south side. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, because, see, again, this is internal stuff that was going on. Father Smith wasn't really involved with this because the thing was being funneled through Department of Children and Family Service. Now, the Department of Children and Family Service also was involved with these foster care homes that they were digging and putting kids in. Some of them were overcrowded. Some of the kids were having sex with other kids. If you reported it, they would come after you. Now, about a year or so ago, there were two individuals that headed up DCFS in Chicago, and they both removed themselves. They were involved with a sex scandal with the kids that they had themselves of foster care. Again, they were not fired. They were not locked up. They were not, the kids were not put into the situation of disparity. But again, they were allowed to remove themselves in grace, whereas the public is put through a ring of nightmares, and they cannot get their kids out of this family court nonsense. And this thing has been going and going, and they have not done anything to clean it up from day one. That's number one. DuPage County is so corrupt. You go in, and they traditionally do ex parte cases. If you go into housing court, they just don't listen to one other side other than the people that are paying money to GOP or whatever else that they're funding. This is a nightmare, folks. And again, I'm telling you from the inside out. And we're going to be back here with Sheila Mannix, and you're going to hear the rest of her story when we return. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On RBN, Republic Broadcast, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio, and we're here with Lisa. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the other person. Excuse me, I'm sorry to insult you that way. We're here with Sheila Mannix. Sheila, you want to continue on where you left off?
Yes, and no insult at all, because I'd like to pick up with what I'd said about Lisa Madigan.
Mm-hmm.
When I got this information at the beginning of September, I put it into my Illinois Supreme Court petition for leave to appeal, and my U.S. Supreme Court petition for writ of certiorari. By the end of the month, an individual in our organization had two assistant attorney generals come to their place of business and start interrogating them about me and stating that I was allegedly under investigation for practicing law without a license. Now, this is very, very curious because, as you'd mentioned about the false psychological evaluations, I have concrete material evidence of criminal extortion across state lines by the child representative that the Circuit Court of Cook County appointed to my family's case illegally, because Illinois law prohibits the fabrication of a custody battle if there's documented domestic violence. But they believed that I was the heiress of a fortune, so they appointed child representative David Wessel, who is well known as being one of the actors in the alleged racketeering enterprise in Cook County. And specifically by racketeering enterprise, it's a very, very straightforward, well-documented criminal enterprise where they exploit children for financial gain of the state court actors in direct violation of the Illinois Wrongs to Children Act. In my case, the first thing they did was they assigned an evaluator, a Dr. Henry Lahmeyer. And Dr. Lahmeyer created a report. He asked for upwards of $32,000. And the report stated that I was severely mentally ill, delusional, should be on medication, and barely function. So the question that begs the question, how can I be practicing law without a license if I'm so disabled? But the key here is that in the face of potential exposure of criminal activity in the judges in Cook County and in our authorities who aren't stopping it, we're being retaliated against. And I was talking before about our defamation tort action against Judge Karen Shields that's up on Tuesday for a motion to dismiss. And this is very, very, very basic law. Anyone anyone who knows the law, I shouldn't say any lawyer because I am a judge, because it's gotten to a point where I'm with the judges and they have to pull out the Illinois compiled statutes and read the statutes I'm citing. But the point is that Judge Shields...
We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Callers 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
With